Music right there from Tokyo Police Club. And that one is called, as if it weren't obvious, Hot Tonight. That's from their Force Field album. And you're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. As promised, we have more live music for you this evening. Swing with Sharks is a band full of some old faces, some new faces, some first-timers here on the show, and some returning guests who have been with us in some other bands. They are playing their first hometown show this Saturday night. We're going to tell you more about that, how you can go see them. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Swimming with Sharks here in the WISO studios. We'll be right back.
Come on, glue.
Sharks live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to take a quick break and come back, get to know the band, find out how you can see them this weekend at Canal Public House, and of course, we're going to hear some more live music. Stick around, lots more to come with Swimming with Sharks here on Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Unaccompanied children are streaming from Central America to the United States. The Obama administration wants to speed up deportations. Advocates say that's not right.
What do we want to do? We want to send all these kids back to a region that has the highest murder rate in the world. People and the kids will keep coming as long as they do not feel safe.
I'm David Green. What's next for these migrant children on the next morning edition from NPR News?
Tomorrow morning from 5 till 9 on your public radio station, WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by Brian, Alex, Vinny, Kelly, and Steve. Together, they are Swimming with Sharks. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Rar.
It is a very menacing kind of a name. Now, I know we've got, you know, a couple of different local bands from over the years represented here, but how did this group of people come together and form this band?
Basically, I got on Facebook and I just started creeping, you know? I was like, he looks good. She looks all right. No, yeah, basically, I just put out, I've been playing music for a while and I took like a 3-year hiatus, basically, and I just wanted to get some things off my chest, and I was writing some material on my own, and I decided to do the full band route instead of an acoustic solo kind of thing, and this is so much more fun than that. And I just put out some feelers, and that's how everyone kind of came together. And it just happened that old friends and new friends became part of what Swimming with Sharks is.
Did you have a sound in mind as you were seeking out players?
For sure. I wanted to write really just sad, terrible music with really poppy, dancey music, So, yeah, I was going through some things in my life that were a little rough and challenging, And I thought, what better way to get that off my chest than playing music? So I wanted the two sides of it, though. I wanted the upbeat, happy side of it, but also, you know, lyrically, you know, I'm just dealing with what I'm going through. So
something, you know, something if you want to, you know, chill out and actually focus on the lyrics, something of substance to focus on. And yet something if you want to just bop along and dance along and have a good time, it's perfect. Got that element, too.
Absolutely. We want sad people to dance at our shows. That's what we want. Yeah.
So. Dance music for sad people.
That's right. Yep. I think it's a new genre.
Now, you guys have been playing out a little bit, but this weekend is going to be your first Dayton show, your first hometown show. When in the process did you decide to, you know, start getting out on the stage and you know, of course, take that next step and do the big hometown debut?
I think we were all really, really surprised at how quickly everything came together. I mean, we just started playing really as a group probably mid-February, late February, something like that. And I don't know, all the music has just come really, really naturally, and we've all been really, really excited about it. So I think that was really a quick transition into let's get out there and play some shows because we really were passionate about it and wanted people to listen to it. Getting the out-of-town shows under our belt, you know, we recognize that Dayton's a very, very strong town musically, and there's a lot of really, really good bands. And we've been doing this for so long that we were just kind of like, you know, we wanted to work out some of the kinks and get everything ready before we played at home. So there was definitely a method to our madness in that. So we're really looking forward to Saturday, and we're hoping that people really enjoy it.
In speaking of, you know, a method to your madness, tell me a little bit about how the writing and arranging process has been. You know, Brian, you said you had been already writing some stuff as a solo artist. How did you then incorporate the rest of the band into this material?
Well, basically, I'll sit down with my acoustic guitar and write some guitar riffs, things like that. And then for some of the songs, that's just what it was. It was just a riff. I'd come to practice. We would all put, you know, I'd be like, hey, check this out. Let's play some stuff to this. We would get maybe the musical foundation, and then I would go home and just, you know, try to work on lyrics without forcing it. And I know Kelly and I have sat down a few times and worked on some lyrics together. I think more in the future, there'll be definitely more collaboration. I think, and Vinny had said it from day one, like it's like autopilot, because I'm like, here's your part, do this. So, but just everyone is so well at their instrument that it's easy for me, too, to kind of be like, hey, this is kind of what I'm feeling for this part. Let's see what you have, you know, and then 9 times out of 10, everyone just nails it, you know? And then that one time, we work on it. You know, we figure out what's going to work. Then I might step in and say, well, hey, try this. This is what I think will work, you know. But it's not just, I'm not like the dictator of the band.
just band I definitely, dad.
Yeah, just band dad.
Just the
you
dad.
Know?
Band dad.
I punish all these kids. But like I said, future-wise, I'm really looking forward to collaborating more in-depthly with everyone else. I kind of told the band from the get-go, you know, this is what's going on. You know, I just want to get this stuff out of my system and see what happens with the band. And then, you know, let's just keep moving forward with it.
Are you planning on recording the songs that you guys have already? Or have you already been working on that? I know you are a recording engineer yourself, so that probably makes it easier.
We were just doing demos for now. And this is the first time where I've ever just let a demo be a demo and not care about really how it sounds. I don't want to, I don't know, maybe that's not the best way to put it, but not scrutinize every single detail, just focus more on capturing that moment at that point. Mm-hmm. And then that'll give us a canvas to work with when we do go to record. We're talking about September, maybe recording 5 songs really well instead of trying to do a bunch of songs and drawing the process out.
Just kind of taking these months right now to develop what you have and pick the ones that really shine and commit those to tape first and then go from there.
Yep.
That sounds like a good plan. This weekend, Saturday night, big show at Canal Public House, and you guys are going to be playing with some great bands. It's kind of cool because you know, in Swimming with Sharks, we've got, you know, Auburndale and Shadyside represented. And then with Good Luck Here, one of the bands you're going to be playing with, that's former members of Simply Waiting, all bands that kind of played it of the same era, you know, in a lot of the same venues. What's that going to be like to sort of, you know, see everybody in their new configurations?
We're completely excited about it. When Matt hit me up and said that they were ready to, Good Luck Year was ready to play a show, you know, it was immediately like, oh, well, my new band's available, you know, we can definitely put you together. And, you know, I've listened to some of their stuff and we're really excited. You know, it's been a relationship that we've had for almost 10 years now with that band. And even with Vinny and our band, you know, it's great to kind of get all these people that we've been playing with that are necessarily, you know, a little bit more grown up and trying to do something a little bit different than what we've known them for the last 10 years. So it's really exciting.
It's going to be cool to sort of witness that evolution, not only of yourselves as musician, but of your peers, and to be able to share the same stages with people at different stages musically.
Absolutely. We can't wait. Really excited.
That's Saturday night. Swimming with Sharks is going to be playing their Dayton debut. They're going to be joined on stage by Good Luck Year, who are some of the former members of Simply Waiting. Deer Fawn is also going to be there, and Best for Last will be playing as well. That's at Canal Public House. What does the rest of the summer look like for you guys? Are you going to be trying to do a lot of live shows, or kind of just focus in on the writing and getting ready for the recording in the fall?
We're doing a little bit of everything. You know, we're all old souls in this scene, so we're very DIY. We're making our own T-shirts. We're doing everything we can to promote the band. We're making some videos, doing some recording. We are going to be getting out of town a fair amount. You know, our real goal is to play as much regionally and locally as possible without kind of overplaying ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely concentrating on, like, Cincinnati and Columbus and definitely heading out that way.
Very nice.
Yep.
If people want to keep tabs on what you're doing, where you're going to be, all that good stuff, forthcoming recordings, where should they connect with you?
Facebook, obviously, is the quick and easy one, but we actually just launched our brand new website, theswimmingwithsharks.com, theswimmingwithsharks.com. Somebody already owned the domain for just the regular Swimming with Sharks, so we kind of roll with it, and that's what it is. So, yeah, you're welcome to hop on there. You know, we've got songs, we've got some videos on there. We're definitely working on getting as much content on there as possible, so you can see everything on there.
And we'll get a link up to your website and your Facebook on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Is there anything else that you guys want people to know about you before they head out to Canal Public House this Saturday night to see your debut hometown show?
Bring your dancing shoes.
Oh, she said it before I did. Bring your dancing shoes.
Yeah, we really just want people to have as good of a time as possible. You know, we've got some heavy things lyrically, but I don't think there's a song that you can't tap your foot to, and it's just a lot of fun. And the people that have seen us already are really excited about what we're doing, and I think we are, too. That just kind of adds to it.
Yeah, not all of the songs are super sad, either. I do have an amazing new girlfriend named Leslie. Yeah, I had to throw a shout out. Sorry. And to the Sells family down in North Carolina. But anyways, yeah, so there's a little bit of everything for everyone, I think. Like Alex said, you can probably, you know, tap your foot at least, but
shake your buns.
Yeah, we can get some buns shaking. That's what we want.
Shake your buns.
So come out, you know, shake it, tap it, whatever you want to do, move along, and, you know, have a great time. That's Saturday night at Canal Public House. But in the meantime, people can get their dancing shoes on right now. Shall we get ready to hear some more live ones, guys?
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break and come back and hear more live music with Swimming with Sharks. They're here in the WISO studios, and you can catch their debut Dayton performance this Saturday night at Canal Public House. They're playing with Good Luck Year, Deer Fawn, and Best for Last. Stick around. More live music coming up in just a moment here on WISO.
Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders is eating her words nowadays. After saying for years that she would never make a solo album, always be a pretender, well, it's here. She brings her band in to play the music from Stockholm, her very good new album, live, right here on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after Excursions, right here on WISO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and my guests are Swimming with Sharks. You can catch them Saturday night at Canal Public House. It's their debut hometown show, but we're going to give you a little taste of what's to come from right here in the WISO studios. We'll be right back.
goodbye to me.
Swimming with Sharks, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Saturday night at Canal Public House. It's their Dayton debut. They're going to be playing with Good Luckier, Dear Fawn, and Best for Last, and it's going to be a great show. Thank you all so much for being here. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Check out Swimming with Sharks. Links to connect with them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. This is member supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. This Saturday night, Canal Public House, it's Swimming with Sharks, Good Luck Year, Best for Last, and these guys. Here's something from Dear Fawn.
What have you done to my age?